Welcome to the Novena for Hope, Day 8. Returning home with hope. I am your prodigal son or daughter, walking up the cedar-lined street to return to you, my Father. Let my expectations be filled with the confidence that you'll be ready to accept me, with all my faults and gifts, to fall into your loving arms. Prodigal Son is a parable that I think I've played all of the parts in it one way or another during the course of my life. I certainly have been that prodigal returning home with an expectation, not really 100% sure, but I should have been sure that God would forgive me for whatever it is I've done. After a while, I think we start to realize that all the parts that are in that parable and all of the stories and movies, theater and everything that's been made from it over the course of the years, we can see where we are with each one of those characters. We can be the forgiving one, we can be the accepting one, we can be the one who needs forgiving. We can be the one who doesn't need forgiving and rejects the prodigal coming back, the brother, for example, the jealousy associated with staying on the straight road, and then the others that haven't, seemingly getting rewarded just for coming back. I think part of it is none of us really know exactly what God wants or what we try and do and put ourselves into God's mind. But I think that one thing I feel fairly confident in saying is that God does want us to be closer to Him. So He never refuses someone returning home. We can always be returning home. It doesn't have to be on something drastic and be on a small thing. Someone we haven't forgiven completely. Someone we forgave too early. Someone we didn't completely forgive. Unresolved situations where the love isn't quite permeated all of the poison that was there before. Let us pray together. Day 8, returning home with hope. I am your prodigal son and daughter, walking up that cedar-lined street to return to you, my Father. Let my expectations be filled with the confidence that you'll be ready to accept me with all my faults and gifts to fall into your loving arms. Let us meditate on those words for a few minutes. And now let us respond.
Lord, open my heart to your most wondrous gift of hope, this day and every day of my life. Lord, open my heart to your most wondrous gift of hope, this day and every day of my life. Lord, open my heart to your most wondrous gift of hope, this day and every day of my life. Lord, open my heart to your most wondrous gift of hope, this day and every day of my life. Lord, open my heart to your most wondrous gift of hope, this day and every day of my life.
This concludes day 8 of the Novena for Hope. Have a blessed day. Thank you for coming. See you tomorrow, and God bless.